My family did something for Thanksgiving that we've never done before, something we've always talked about doing. We rented like one of those like fun houses on Airbnb. I feel like I always see people like rent them, but it's like never anyone I know. Right. But like those fun houses have like everything, like a movie theater inside, pool tables, ping pong tables, all these like cool activities for you and your friends to do. And like it's a bigger house and they just put it all in this huge like house and you and your family and friends can go there and you just have so much entertainment. It. And so what made us have the idea is another hurricane hit Florida, and my family goes to Florida, has historically gone to Florida ever since I was like 27 days old. Like for Thanksgiving week, we've gone to Florida, we've gone to Sanibel Island, and it's just been hit by hurricane after hurricane. And so my brother and his family still go, my cousin still goes, and a lot of the family still goes, but like that area is really important to me, and I just feel like we have younger kids and it's really expensive. And so I didn't really want to go on a vacation just for the sake of going on a vacation. So I was like, we weren't going to go this year because it was hit again. And so this is the first year for Thanksgiving. We don't really have big plans. And so we asked my in-laws who live in Chicago, hey, do you want to come meet us? Like, you guys drive like an hour and a half. We'll drive 3 hours. We'll rent like a fun house. And they're like, sure. Like, what's a fun house? And it was a blast. And we did it this past weekend, the week before Thanksgiving. And it had everything. A movie theater, ping pong table, pool table, an area for you to do painting with like canvas and things like that. A photo booth. It had a karaoke machine. It had like areas for you to do mini golf, skee ball, everything.
All in the house?
All in the house. They had skee ball, all this stuff. They had stuff for like you to do, like where you tee off and do like, I don't know, like golf. I don't know. You just hit
like
the ball.
Like a golf simulator?
Like a golf simulator thing. Yeah. It was crazy, guys.
That is so cool. I posted some pictures on the Brett Megas Show's Instagram to kind of get like a glimpse of it. I wasn't there, obviously, but even seeing the pictures, I feel like, oh my gosh, I had fun even looking at the pictures.
It was awesome.
I'm really glad that your family got to like make a new tradition and make something fun out of like the sadness of the hurricane and everything like that. And I just think like the age of your kids right now, this was like the perfect situation for them.
Yeah, it gave them like free range of the house where they can just kind of do and play and just jump from thing to thing and we can kind of relax. And that's all we did. We just like cooked. We didn't like go out to dinner or anything like that. Like each person was responsible for like a different meal. We like got some pizzas. We did like a crock pot meal and it was like super chill, easy going, allowed the kids to play. We went for a hike one day. We went to a water park a different day.
How about it?
And it was just an absolute blast, like pre-Thanksgiving funhouse style.
Do you feel like you set a new tradition with this?
You know what? I don't know, because I want to go back to Florida, so I don't really know if I'll do that again for Thanksgiving. But what we did like is, like, because it's indoor and outdoor, they have a lot of outdoor stuff, too, at this place that you just, like, really couldn't experience because it was a little bit colder. I did think I would do it for, like, a 4th of July.
Ooh.
Oh. Good.
Yeah. It would be a blast. Like, grilling out, hanging out, have all these different games and things like that. So, yeah, I would, one of those things that I recommended is to find one of these Airbnb funhouses because it did elevate it. Because I'm someone who's always gone to Airbnbs and stayed at houses. It didn't bring it up to a different notch. And I think it was, for the whole weekend, like $250 a couple.
Oh, that's not terrible. What? I was going to say,
yeah,
what's the cost?
Like, for the whole weekend, it was like $250 a couple.
Was the house also haunted or something?
No. I mean, it's in, like, the middle of Starved Rock is where we did it, so it's not, like, in this, like, hot zip area. Like, it was just, like, in a, like...
Yeah, but you drive out, you know...
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah.
Right.
And it was super affordable, and it was awesome.
You know, earlier I threw out the word tradition, but I feel like I want to replace it with the word memory, because I just feel like this year is going to be something that you guys will probably look back on and be like, oh my gosh, remember that one Thanksgiving we did the fun house?
Yeah.
And that is like priceless to me. I'm so happy for you guys.
A lot of my in-laws are like, where do you even find something like this? Because my wife's like really good at finding things like that. But like it really did make
this. There are crazy things on Airbnb.
There are crazy things on Airbnb.
I just saw a cave come up over the weekend. I swear to you.
You really can't.
You rent out a cave.
We rented out like an outdoor indoor tent that had like all these cool stuff. One time you can find some cool stuff. And I do think it makes a difference in the experience. But there was a little bit of drama when it comes to the funhouse. I'll tell you what happened right after Jelly Roll on Y98 St. Louis.